Welcome to Parshas HaShavua with Rabbi Gerari. This week's Parsha is Parshas Re'eh. And this Shabbos is not just Parshas Re'eh, but it's also Shabbos Mevarchim Elul. It's the Shabbos which introduces the Elul journey, preparation time to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, where Mitzvah Hashem will bless us all within a wonderful, amazing year. But of course, we have to do our bit and prepare, reflect, and get ready to absorb the power of the 2 months of Elul and Tishrei. So I want to share with you a short idea on the Parsha, and then maybe perhaps connect it to Elul as well. This week's Parsha, we have the mitzvah of Kashrus, where the Torah tells us the simonim, the signs of a kosher animal. Kosher fish, kosher birds, but let's focus on an animal for the time being. And we know that the Torah tells us that the two signs that are there for a kosher animal is Mafreses parso, it's got to have split hooves all the way, and mal legero, chew the cud. Now, let's just focus a little bit on the halachic discussion, which is interesting. There's a halachic discussion if these signs are just signs of kosher animals, meaning it's got nothing to do with the kashrus of the animal. It just happens to be that all kosher animals share this one common characteristic, that they have split hooves or they and they chew their cud. Or is it different? Is it that these two signs, the fact that it has split hoofs and chews the cud, is what makes it a kosher animal? So let's take that approach for the time being and understand it spiritually, what that means. Because our life centers around a spiritual interaction with an animal. We have an animal soul. We are engaging all the time with the physical animalistic world in a way. And the question is, how do we make it kosher? In other words, what is the key? What is the key to a kosher experience in the physical and sometimes animalistic world? Because we know that all mitzvahs are not just mitzvahs that we do in action. That is the most important part of the mitzvahs, of course. But every mitzvah, as the Rambam says, contains lessons, contains symbolisms, contains ideas of how to fulfill that mitzvah spiritually and apply it to your avodas Hashem. So let's talk about these two signs spiritually, what they mean, mafreses parso and mali gera. Mafreses parso means split hoofs, which means that the hoof of the animal is split completely into two, in two different directions, two different entities. What that refers to, we are taught, that refers to the two primary emotional energy that a person has. We know that Kabbalistically we have 10 powers of the soul, 3 are intellectual, 7 are emotional, but the emotions split primarily into two tracks, chesed and gevura. Chesed is everything that we do that connects to loves, that gives, that is flexible, attracted to, and so on and so forth. And gevura is more discipline, holding back, strictness, and so on. And generally speaking, a person is born with one particular dominant personality. So you have people that are more chesed people, people that are more gevura people. Now, incidentally, when we say this, we don't mean chesed to be a good thing and gevura to be a bad thing. Although chesed always gets a good rap because it's kindness, and kindness is generally a good thing. Gevura often is considered negative because it lends itself and it's very easily brought to negative aggression or rejection or violence even. But nevertheless, we know that there's good chesed and bad chesed. So chesed can be, is very good when you love, when you give, when you're kind. It can be misplaced. It can be bad as well. Even gevura, which sometimes, you know, strictness or aggression or firmness can be bad. But nevertheless, actually it can be very good. Gevura is a good thing. Discipline, self-control, being particular in the nuances of a mitzvah, all those things are all part of gevura, being very careful with the halacha, the minutest detail of halacha, that's all good things, that's all gevura. What the Torah teaches us is that although every person has a personality and every person has a particular approach in his personality, we even find this by the Ovis HaKadoshim, the Holy Forefathers, Avraham's primary thing was chesed, Yitzchak's was gevura. But nevertheless, the Torah tells us if you want to be able to survive in this world, spiritually speaking, you have to have split hoofs, which means you have to have both chesed and gevura. That it's okay to nurture and to channel and to strengthen your natural personality and to excel in that, spiritually speaking. But nevertheless, when the hour calls for it, you have to be able to also do gevurah as well, or chesed as well, whatever you don't have naturally. Whatever you don't have naturally is important to engage in as well. In other words, there are times where we have to transcend our nature, transcend our natural personality to do what is right, to do what Hashem wants us to do. We find this idea when the Yidden came out of Mitzrayim and they went through the Yam Suf, they went through the sea, and they were on the way to receive the Torah. And the Torah tells us, "V'hamayim lohem choymo," the sea split, and the water became a wall on each side, miminom umismaylom, the right hand and the left, the right side and the left side, which also in Hasidus we explain this means chesed and gevurah, because if you're going to receive the Torah, you need to know that you're going to have to use both the chesed and the gevurah, notwithstanding that only one is your dominant personality. And so that's the kasher, that's what creates the kashers, that creates the kosherness of your human experience. That's number one. Number two, we have to have chew the cud, malagera. What's malagera? Malagera, so literally it means that an animal eats food and then regurgitates it and chews it again and so on. What this symbolizes spiritually is the concept of constant reflection. In the physical world, obviously when we do very spiritual mitzvahs, when a person davens, does a mitzvah, all these things are obvious and don't need that much reflection. You don't need reflection if you're going to put on tefillin every day or light Shabbos candles. That's just mitzvahs. But most of our day we spend in engaging with the world, not particularly in a specific mitzvah environment. And nevertheless, we are taught everything we do must be to serve Hashem. In order to accomplish that, everything we encounter needs reflection. We need to think about, is this right? Is this wrong? Do I need this? Do I not need this? I might think this is a good thing, but maybe it's not a good thing. I need to reflect. I need to ask someone. I need to share. And that's the idea of Malegera, which of course is very connected to Elul, because in Elul is the Chodesh HaCheshbon. It's the month of reckoning. It's the month of reflection. It's the month to have a look at how our Avodas Hashem is general, not only specific mitzvahs, but also how we generally are going in terms of how we serve Hashem in general terms. I want to wish everyone a good day and a good Shabbos, and approaching Elul, we can already begin wishing people a good year and only good things.